this number telling is for. We'll have to just get some few people from outside to help us form the quorum so that we can have a meaningful discussion.
Hello, Miss Siwala. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. I got a communication from your partner regarding your UIF claim. Just hold on for a second. Okay,
us to move directly to this report so that we can release those who came to help us for the purpose of the quorum. Let's look at page one of the
yes, thank you, sir. I think we were sitting with the report for quite some time. Just ask us if we have issues, we indicate where the issues are. If there are no issues, and then we adopt the report.
Yep. Other members were waiting enough time to look at the report. This is a report of our activities from the beginning. When we first started up to now, at the end, it has a summary of the attendance, how we performed, and our achievements, the number of legislations we passed, and the conventions that we ratified. Does anyone want to, is there any issue that members want to raise that they think needs to be changed? Or some addition on this report. I'm saying, are there issues that members want to raise that needs to be changed or some additions? In the absence of any of those suggestions, can I any mover for the adoption of the report? This is our legacy report. Honorable Nyagemba.
Thank you, sir. I've gone through the report with a reflection of the activities of the committee since 2009. So therefore, I move for the adoption of the report.
Honorable Nyagemba has moved for the adoption of the report. Any seconder? Honorable Togo Masrumon. You second me. Thank you.
Honorable members, the last item.
It's the UI. The UI amendments. The UIF amendment. There are amendments to cover domestic workers and at the same time to increase the duration of the claim from 6 months to 12 months. And there are lots of others in that. So the bill is referred to the committee. It was 12 o'clock yesterday. And I just want to read what the great book says. On page rule number 298, 1 and 2, I'll read only 2. All bills before the assembly or any assembly committee on the last sitting day of a term of the assembly, or when the assembly is dissolved, lapses at the end of that day. So it means if this is the last sitting, there is no way that we can be able to discuss the bills, the amendments.
If I may, of course this is a very serious issue that the amendment is dealing with, and it would be useful if we learned how this table, so that did actually come after it was amended, and it needed to be, addressed one of the issues and it was sent back again. Or is this the first time this has been tabled here? In other words, has it gone backwards and forwards for one reason or another? Because there are different approaches.
No, this one is appearing for the first time since then. So, it was only referred to us yesterday, 2014. So,
and that is, I know you've just passed your legacy document here as a committee. Well, I mean, we've all passed it, yeah. But I don't know whether that was noted in the legacy document. Because if it wasn't, it should have been. See, because it's something you can't deal with, and it would be a request. Because there is another process to bring something back to life, not people, but bills. In the new parliament, and it may, if the committee thought it was a solid amendment, they may wish to indicate that it could be prioritised and addressed by a new committee and a new term.
It is actually reflected in our report that we had an informal briefing on this bill and awaiting the, So this meeting adjourns.
Thank you.
We are tired. And thank you very much.
Thank you. You can bang my chest.
Nothing to write about.
You'll be surprised.
And it's useful to know what happened, and you could note you had an informal briefing. The documents can be found here, and the committee of the fourth parliament thought it was constructive for the new committee to review this. So it would have to, but then they could ask for it to be done.
It would be retailed.
Yeah.
What a business. And my sister and I are on my journey. Very much, Babs.
Praise God.